You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
The new freedom camping laws came into effect in September. How have the reactions been?
Yeah, I think the reactions have been a little bit mixed. So there have been some concerns around kind of the impact of freedom camping, how that can sort of affect a park or a neighbourhood. And, you know, I think that's really understandable for local residents. But at the same time, I think there is some certainty there as well. So with laws coming into effect, that means that people can rely on them both from the camping side and from the community side. And people kind of have a little bit more of an understanding on what's coming. So yeah, it's been a little bit positive and a little bit negative, but overall it's something that I think we can all kind of work with and live with in Tamaki Makaurau.
Have there been any issues or enforcement issues so far?
Yeah, some of the issues that have come up anecdotally, especially over the last few years, you know, things about hygiene, things about waste disposal, those kind of things when we're talking about public parks. So I think my first message to the communities affected is that if there are issues that you think need to be enforced, then you can call council on 301 0101, that's 301 0101, and get an enforcement officer down to look at the situation. So, yeah, some of the situations that people might be concerned about in terms of nuisance in the park, that has come up occasionally.
And that was kind of my next question. How have the reactions been from, because I know you can now park on the street, for example. Have there been any reactions from residents?
You know, to be honest, I haven't had any more reactions than what have happened in the past. And that is, there are communities that do have some concerns. But since September, I haven't seen a noticeable increase in complaints or community concerns. I think, you know, actually, as I've said, people are relying on the rules to a greater degree. And I think that's a good thing.
Mentioned you want to talk about roaming dogs. Is there anything particular you wanted to talk about there?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of messages that the community probably should be aware of in terms of dog control and roaming dogs. So I think the first thing is to make sure that we be responsible dog owners by keeping our dogs contained on the property and not allowing them to kind of roam the community. Some people are more comfortable with dogs than others, and in kind of more extreme circumstances, we have had the occasional dog attack that have had some pretty dire consequences. So, yeah, that's the first thing I'd say, is to make sure our dogs are under control at all times and we're all responsible. The other thing that I would suggest is that from an environmental impact perspective, if we're talking about environmentally sensitive areas, there will be dog rules in local parks and reserves, so make sure before you go out there with your dog that you're researching that. Things like making sure they're on leash in an on-leash area. There'll be reasons for those rules from an environmental perspective, things like rare birds, those kind of things. So making sure that we're following our rules is very important.
I know that council has quite a robust roaming dog process for anyone who either gets off a leash or, as you said, doesn't have a very responsible owner. Have there been any issues over the past sort of over summer or past few months?
Yeah, there have been some issues and some dog attacks that have received some kind of media attention as well. That's kind of the extreme end of things, but it's always a big concern. People should be able to walk the streets just safely and calmly without having to worry about being sort of harassed by aggressive dogs. And so it's very easy to avoid these things if we're acting responsibly as dog owners.
That was City Councillor Shane Henderson speaking with David Williams.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.